bitch. You fucking shit.
You fucking bitch. Dick.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
The following.
Do a cowboy.
This here episode of Ye Olde Cool Parents podcast brought to you by
Mississippi Onion. Mississippi Onion, mister.
Mississippi Onion. Oh.
Yeah. You ever had yourself a Mississippi Onion there?
I have. And you know what? There's nothing like it.
I had to trade about 7-8 vials of spit.
Good spit.
Get me a Mississippi Onion.
Top quality.
Mississippi Onion.
You know, it had to be the best kind of spit. Old cowboy spit.
Oh, saloon quality, mister.
Full little service. Cowboy spit gets you real far this part of town.
Oh, yeah. Had to trade me a couple 2-tree rattlesnake hides to get me a new whip.
My whip is made out of rattlesnakes.
I use my whip to cut the Mississippi onion. Split it up for my family.
Yeah. Split it up into the best how many
way
pieces?
To eat, the best way to eat it is
raw.
Whipped.
Oh. Because that the friction, there's so much friction there, it cooks it instantly.
Correct.
Cooked onion.
That's how you get the...
That's how you put the stank on it.
You sear it a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Act like I don't know about how to cook an onion with a whip. I know all about it.
Yeah.
Mississippi onion. First, I thought Mississippi Queen, like the song.
Don't know that one.
You know.
No, I don't. Who is it?
I think it's by Mountain.
Mountain?
Mountain.
I don't know it.
Mississippi Queen, you know what I mean.
Is it new or old?
Old. From the 70s, probably, maybe the 60s.
Could we play it?
Sure, Mississippi Queen.
I don't know if I know that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if you didn't, honestly. Especially since you hosted karaoke.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like it's fucking summertime.
Summertime, just, 73, dude.
I feel like I'm just cruising down 108, just blasting
it. And blasted.
And blasted, and I'm...
I'm on my way to a party.
I'm on a bender. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm picking up 2-3 chicks on my way to the party. Yeah,
I'm working a 24-hour shift, and I'm, you know what I'm doing to stay awake.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of
you
coke.
Know, pick me up, juice.
Coke.
Coke. Coke.
I'm smoking coke.
Yeah, it's the way we do things here. We don't think about tomorrow.
No.
We think about today and how to make
it. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, mister.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Coke.
That was all an advertisement for coke. So...
I'm drinking myself a nice Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pep?
Yeah, you ever had Dr. Pomper?
Dr. Pomper?
Yes.
Yes, of course. I like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Dom Bomb Pepper.
It's diet Dr. Pepper.
That's still good.
But it tastes just like regular Dr. Pepper.
That's what they say. Yeah.
They did a really good job. That's the only soda
they
I can really
it
say
out.
That's true for.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? That means they fucked up.
You know what that means? Why does the regular one even exist?
I don't know. Here's it's the same thing. Because
motherfuckers just think that high fructose corn syrup is better than artificial sweeteners.
Yeah. Idiots. How much aspartame is in this bitch? Oh, enough.
Aspartame is not bad for you. That's a myth.
No, it's bad for me.
No, it's not.
What about phosphoric acid?
That's fine.
What about?
That's in everything.
Sodium benzoate.
Sodium?
Sodium benzoate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only have 100 milligrams sodium.
Is that a lot? Isn't that a lot of sodium?
No, yes. No.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, look at the
salt. If you got high blood pressure, it is.
I do. I think. I don't know if I still do.
Or cholesterol. I don't know.
I probably got that, too.
I don't know. I do have a cholesterol. So.
No.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast.
I'm not going to find out, though. I'm not letting them do a blood test on me.
Welcome.
You shitting me?
They're going to put 5G in there.
No?
Yeah.
No, I don't want them to have my blood on file.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I am Justy Boy.
And you'll never see that name in a public record. It's an alias.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want, well, the same reason you don't want the blood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're off the record.
I'm off the grid. I'm off the record.
Off the report.
I'm my legal name.
And mostly off the chain.
I am off the chain, yeah. Of course. My legal name is Don Shabio. I didn't change my name legally to Don Shabio.
But it doesn't seem like you're Don Shabio all the time.
Sometimes
Don Shabio takes over sometimes.
I sometimes am controlled by the Don Shabio, the spirit of the Don Shabio.
Is that a little guy who's living in your head like in a Men in Black? Or is this like a spiritual being or just a part of your own psyche?
Don Shabio is a mystery and shall remain.
Okay.
A mystery.
What happens when your body dies? Does Don Shabio remain?
Don Shabio moves on.
Oh, he does.
Don Shabio. He's a little upset I'm talking about him. He knocked the microphone over.
Don Shabio.
Yeah, he'll find a new vessel once I'm.
Oh, okay.
Once this one, you know, passes.
Expires.
Yeah.
All right. So no allegiance from Don Shabio.
No. He likes it here. That's why he chose me.
Okay.
This is good.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Yeah.
Don Shabio. Well, we got a lot of spooky ghost stuff to do today. Whole bunch of spooky ghouls and goblins and mummies and Draculas.
Oh. It's like that time I touched that mummy's foot.
Yeah, yes. That is going to, we're going to explain that later.
Shit.
First, I think it's time we address what everybody wants to know our opinion of.
Yeah.
Everybody wants us to weigh in on this beef between the millennials and the Gen Zers, otherwise known as Zoomers. Everybody's just been wanting to know, what do we think about it? It's a big thing. It's all over the place. People that are millennials, like us.
Millennial.
Are at war with the Zoomers, the young people. This is, of course, World War Z.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt,
Don Shabio.
Yeah, World War Z for Generation Z for Zoomer.
World War Don Baby.
They don't like that we part our hair on the sides, for instance.
No?
The Zoomers, they prefer the center part.
All of them?
Yeah, well, I mean, most of this stuff, yeah, I'm talking as a general culture. Like, that. This is what's cool among the younger crowd.
Okay.
It's all the stuff that, like, we grew up with, like middle parts and bowl cuts and, like, shitty tie-dye and baggy pants and stuff.
It comes and goes.
It's all coming back, but, like, I was hoping some of that shit would just stay. You know, like flared pants. We don't need those back.
No. We do need the JNCOs with the dragons on them.
I don't think so.
I think those.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a spot for everything, I suppose. But, you know, as a culture, as a whole, we're not so different. The Zoomies and the Maloomies.
No, I just think people like to put meaningless tags on that.
You got to sort out all your information. And sort out the people just like you do your information.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against those young folk. I don't get a lot of this shit, but I don't care. I just don't care.
I don't
to
either.
To be honest, I just don't give a shit.
You know why I don't care?
Why?
I'm an adult.
Oh, they're not? See, that's the kind of shit that throws fuel on the fire.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're also lazy. They don't like to work. Work for a living, you know?
Yeah.
They don't like to give all their time to an employer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like me.
Uh-huh. they've never swung a hammer.
No.
No.
They've not done anything about
drywall. They don't know how to fix their car.
They don't even know how to change a tire.
No. They couldn't patch drywall.
No.
Are you shitting me?
No. They'd just watch a fucking YouTube video. They'd be like, oh, look, cool. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
But guess what? You didn't learn the right way.
But then they post a video of themselves and they'd be like, I don't know what to do. I'm so under educated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they brag about that.
Yep.
And they'd have a mood ring on the whole time.
Yeah.
Baba Doobie. There's a band that kind of embodies this aesthetic of like 90s shit coming back. Because I think the band is like 20-year-olds or something like that.
Yeah. So back in their day.
Right. Before they were born, they're going for this whole look, this whole vibe, like in their videos and shit. But the name of the band is Baba Doobie.
Biba Doobie?
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Oh, Biba Doobie. Oh, ba Diba Boobie. Oh, Diba Doobie. No, ba Biba Boogie.
Yeah. Okay.
That one? Is that the song?
This is Biba Doobie. Oh, it's just a person. It's not a band.
Oh, Biba Doobie.
One person. British singer-songwriter. Biba Doobie.
Oh, hello. My name is Biba Doobie.
It's spelled B-E-A-B-A, Biba. D-O-O-B-E-E. That's all one word. Okay. Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie. Biba Doobie. That's how you tune a ukulele.
Biba Doobie. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Biba Doobie. Anyway, that's how we feel about World War Z, Brad Pitt.
You gonna play a song by Biba Doobie?
No.
I want to hear it.
Biba Doobie?
Yeah, we got a shout out. Someone goes out to Biba Doobie.
Yeah, she is 20 years old.
Be-ba-doo-bee, be-ba-doo-bee. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not worth playing. But it's just very emblematic of the latest movement and fashion trends and whatnot.
It just doesn't feel authentic to bring back the 90s, you know what I mean? It's just a time, you know? It's just the time we're in, bro.
Keep moving forward.
Oh my God.
We got to keep moving forward.
See, the thing about the past is...
That's
and that being said,
we don't know anything. We don't know half of what we need to know about time.
Yeah.
In order for us to
yeah. But to finish my point,
yeah.
You know,
I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't. I mean, that might be a highly contested opinion. If you think about the. Public legal system.
What do you think about
amount of school amount of public legal the taxpayer
yeah
do you know
yeah
about that?
Yeah
okay
so anyway Biba Doobie
Biba Doobie
I hope
and,
you're having a good night
so on and so forth shout out Biba Doobie
Biba Doobie's awesome
Biba Doobie
just sounds like a bad Mazzy star. You know?
Yeah.
Mazzy star meets Hanson. I'm
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Hanson.
I'm in.
Yeah, definitely. You want to talk about Ranch Island? Get spooky?
Yeah.
We watched the latest episode of Ghost Adventures streaming now on Discovery Plus every Friday. New episodes.
Yeah, Discovery Plus, if you're listening. Yo,
give us your money.
Give us that money. We'll shout you out, dog. We talk so much about Ghost Adventures.
We deserve it.
Oh, shit. And Travel
honestly,
Channel.
I watch so much shit on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
So just give us a promo code. We'll hawk it.
Oh, I'd
we'll
love
hawk
to,
it.
I'd love
give
to
us
hawk
some
it.
Money. Give us some money.
I'd be honored to hawk it.
Come on. Somebody give us money.
Come on, stamps.com. What's up?
Manscaped.
I'm a barber, okay?
Bluetooth.
I can give you an honest opinion. I can use it on people's fucking heads, Manscaped, all right?
Yeah.
I will.
I know you will.
I'll use a ball razor on someone's head. I don't care.
Whatever it takes.
I won't shave my own ball bag with it. I'll shave the, you know.
The client, your client's ball bags.
Yeah, the scrotum on their fucking, on their head.
Their head scrotum.
Their head scrotum. Head scrotum. I'll take on anyone.
All right. So Ranch Island.
Yeah, yeah.
This was a weird ass episode of Ghost Adventures. If you're just tuning in now and you haven't heard all of our Ghost Adventures talk, I don't know what to tell you. But
shame on you.
Shame on you. Yeah. You got to watch Ghost Adventures on Travel Channel or Discovery Plus because it fucking rules. And these particular bros, they don't really know how to, you know, emote in a normal way.
No.
So they put it all into ghost hunting. And that's how they, that's basically their therapy. That's how they deal with their problems.
Yeah.
They project it onto ghost.
And they're important in that world.
Oh, the most, they're the most famous ghost hunters, I think.
Are they?
Probably, yeah. Right?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Besides Post Malone.
Well, that's true. Post Malone.
He was on an episode, right?
Yeah, he was on at least one, maybe two episodes.
I don't know if I saw that.
He touched the freaking Dybbuk box, dude.
Did he?
Yeah, and then he said he went home and like all this bad shit happened.
He shit out of Dybbuk?
Yeah, he shit out of Dybbuk.
And from then on out, from there on out, he just had a neck beard and that's it.
That's all he is. It's a human neck beard and a human face tattoo.
I've never heard any of his music.
It's bad.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, it's rough.
I heard his fucking Nirvana covers rock, though.
They sound a lot like the originals, which was impressive.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
He covered fucking, what's the other one? Bare Naked Ladies or something
One
like
Week?
That. Is that the one?
It's been 1 week since the Chinese chicken.
So, yeah. Anyway, the newest episode, Zach and the boys, they go to a place in Nevada near Las Vegas called Ranch Island.
Which we had, we got some questions about Ranch Island.
We got a lot of questions about Ranch Island.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's not an island in a sea of ranch dressing.
No, unfortunately. A little misleading.
Yeah. But it's kind of it does look kind of like a Playboy Mansion kind of.
Yeah. I think that's what he's
layout.
Going for.
I think so too. You want to break it down or should I?
Feels a little cultish.
It's definitely got a cult vibe.
Yeah.
Because there's a leader.
Yes.
There's a clear leader.
Yeah. I found his Instagram too. And it's, I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Netflix documentary on this guy within the next 10 years.
Yeah. Not in a good light.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
I bet
no.
you anything he makes people eat his shit.
Probably. Yeah.
I bet he does.
Like that guy?
Which is honestly three different people that I've heard about. Like
what?
In
is that a weird billionaire thing? They just like to shit on.
They do. I think they like it when people eat their shit, and they like to shit on people and piss on people, like R. Kelly.
Ugh.
And then like, John McAfee, is that his name?
Yeah,
the McAfee guy. He's shitting in people's mouths, making them eat his shit.
I was cooking in the kitchen while you were watching that documentary on him, and that was the only thing that I heard about.
Yeah,
it was like the hammock shit.
Yeah, he had hammocks with like, holes cut in them to shit through.
Yeah, it was very disturbing.
It was gross.
I had no idea what you were watching either.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
And then Peter Nygaard as well, who's like the Canadian fashion designer guy, rapist, bad man, who's just finally got arrested after like his entire life being a shithead. Yeah, it's gross, but... He was making people eat his shit. I guess it is something that they do.
it's pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can definitely see that guy.
Yeah, this guy's going to be
Ranch Island man.
He's doing it.
Almost definitely.
Yeah.
Which is not cool. We don't condone it.
No, no, no. I don't like this guy.
I don't like him one bit. Did not get a
now, also,
good read on him on that.
The way that Zach described this place on Ghost Adventures was almost like a commune.
Yeah.
Like he was saying that people live there in exchange for them working on building more of this ranch.
Yeah.
And then cut to a few minutes later and we see that everybody pretty much that lives there is a woman and looks like a model. And they don't seem to be working at all.
No.
They're just like hanging out and stuff.
And they don't seem happy.
They don't really seem happy. And they did, well, at least one of them did mention that the guy has like a temper problem.
Yeah.
And like sometimes he gets really mad and he's not acting himself. Of course, this is a ghost's fault.
Yes.
It's not just that he's an asshole. But yeah, so that's, they brought the ghost boys there because some guy hung himself on the premises.
Yeah.
And the Ghost Adventures crew, they... they really ran with that part of it.
Yeah. The whole investigation was pretty much around a tiki bar.
Yeah.
They're not even trying anymore.
No.
Zach is. He's acting his cock off.
Yeah, but somebody's just taking whatever business they can get.
Yeah.
Like, whenever somebody instant messages them, they're just like, all right.
Sure.
You got a ghost there or something? Well, okay.
Is there a pool full of ranch by any chance? Or?
So wait, you're telling me that you're on an island surrounded by ranch dressing and you got a ghost? A ranch?
You have ghosts?
Ranch ghost? Okay.
A tarantula.
Yeah. Anyway, the ghost of this guy that hung himself is just running wild. And he loved it when Zach went up to where he hung himself on a stool and almost reenacted the hanging.
Yeah.
He claims he was just up there to put a recording device there.
Yeah. On the beam, on the very beam.
He did say that on the very beam that so-and-so used to hang themselves.
Yeah.
My big takeaway from this episode, aside from the cult stuff,
it felt pretty disrespectful.
It was very disrespectful, no doubt. Nobody there seemed to think so, though.
No.
Like, nobody who lived there or on the Ghost Adventures crew. So, I don't know. I'll be very interested to deep dive into this weird place. They also say that they're pet rescue, but there was no evidence of that.
No. They did. Didn't they have some bunnies or something?
That was on their Instagram.
Was it? Okay. Yeah,
but right. But yeah, still, I think that was it, though.
Yeah, they didn't mention that.
There's just pools and waterfalls everywhere.
Yeah, you remember like early on in the series where Zach like never missed a chance to say that he's like a big donator to the SPCA?
Yeah,
He doesn't fucking do that anymore. And that felt like a golden opportunity to do that.
That's true. He does, though, on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, but still, yeah, like, not on the show.
He should do it on the show if he really support the cause.
Yeah. There's no sign of that. That's obviously a tax loophole.
Yeah, this place, it was suspect.
It was very.
And they didn't ask any fucking questions. They just like rolled with it.
Yeah, it's just like they work here.
Yeah, they also showed people's rooms and they like didn't like you normally like you clean up for the show coming.
Yeah, it was really messy.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very uncomfortable.
And then the one girl, she was like, this used to be my room, and it was a fucking closet, like a utility closet.
Yeah, no windows.
No windows, and it had like those weird like halogen lights, and just like was not a room for a person.
Just fucking breezed right over that.
Yeah, and she was talking about how she went away and set up a hidden camera in her room or something.
Yeah.
Where she saw ghosts.
Yeah, she was haunted in there.
Something weird, something real weird goes on there. I think that they shoot porn there. That's kind of my theory.
Yeah.
So.
That's what people on the Instagram comments seem to think.
Yeah. It appears that way.
Could be.
But there's something more sinister, cultish at play. But anyway, the best part, Zach literally says with his human lip, this is just like that time I held that mummy foot.
Yeah, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, I don't believe it, Ripley.
He did it on the show.
I know. But, you know, Ripley,
Believe It or Not. Oh, I got you.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Listen, Rip.
Hey, Rip. My buddy, Rip. This is just like that time I held that mummy foot. I want to hold a mummy foot before I die.
I do too.
Before I become a mummy.
I want to have a vision of the Scorpion King.
Yes. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
I want to feel his foot, mummy. I want to feel mummy of a Nefertiti.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind holding the mummy's foot.
Yeah, I would.
That's my Scorpion kink.
That has to be a parody. Hold on. Let me look that up. The Scorpion kink.
If it's not,
I got to make that into a poster.
We're going to have to call up Ranch Island and get to work.
Hey, you want to buy my idea? No, there's nothing out there. The only things that come up are a couple of very obvious typos where they were talking about Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Like the Game Boy Advance game.
I didn't know they made one.
Oh, yeah.
The special effects in the Scorpion King look like PS2 cutscenes.
Oh my God. Dwayne, you deserve better.
Yeah. That's why he got Rampage. He earned it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You want to check our horoscopes pretty quick?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what the gods say about today. Horoscopes are known to be accurate, 100%.
Yep.
And I think we should pay a lot of attention to horoscopes. Take them at face value and as reality.
Right. Yeah, we should live our lives by what these things say.
Yeah. We should also make many memes. Many, many memes about zodiacs.
Many memes that I get.
Yeah, and care to get. Oh, I love that I get these.
I love being in on the joke, you know?
Yeah.
So good.
So, astrology, love that.
Such Aquarius energy.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. You sound like a fucking Gemini.
Thanks. I love Geminis. I'm compatible with them.
I am a Capricus. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. What am I?
I don't know.
I'm a Virgo. Okay.
Okay.
What are you?
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Aquarius moon.
Aquarius moon rising.
Yeah.
Sherry moon zombie. And so forth.
Someone was telling me that Rob Zombie got the rights to the Munsters.
Really?
Yeah. And then someone else was saying, I wonder who will play the wife. And I said, I have a guess.
Yeah, obviously. It's going to be Sherry Moon.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
So today's March 28th, 2021, year of our Lord rising.
Oh, yeah.
You've been busy finding your voice, Aquarius. It's imperative that you reconnect with your ability to tell your story and tell it confidently.
Okay.
You've also been focusing your efforts on your mental health and exploring new educational opportunities.
Very true.
Today's full moon arrives in balance-seeking Libra, helping you see the big picture and a macro view of your current trajectory. You may also be keenly aware of any misjudgments that color your preconceptions. So that's good information. Not vague at all. None of that's vague. So.
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself just now.
New educational opportunities. You've been learning a new trade or something?
No.
Skill?
I did watch a video of how to do a haircut the other day.
There it is.
Does that count?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yep. Shout out to 360 Jeezy.
There's more. Daily dating horoscope. Your incredible personal energy makes life 10 times hotter for those around you.
Oh. That's accurate. And
Don Shabio.
Don Shabio.
And you can get
Don Shabio rising.
The Don Shabio rises. And you can get a buzz going with the snap of your fingers. It should be simple to get your plans pushed out the front of the queue. Okay.
People want to see me.
Daily bonus. Watch that ego. Okay. Don't get drawn into the unnecessary power struggle today.
I don't have one.
You some bitch.
I don't have one.
So.
I have no confidence in myself whatsoever. I'm just coasting by on a day-to-day basis, baby.
I know.
I'm simply here. You know, Don Shabio rising.
Don Shabio simply exists.
Oh, Don Shabio.
Don Shabio.
Oh, it's Don Shabio.
Oh, Don Shabio.
And this gives you power over me, Don Shabio.
Don Shabio.
Don Shabio rises.
Don Shabio.
Don Shabio rises.
You merely adopted the dark. Don Shabio was born in it.
First, I will show you where I made my home.
And then I will show you my...
And then I will show you my Don Shabio.
Let's see what my horoscope is.
That's good. So first we brought back the Borat voice.
Yeah.
Then we brought back, now we're bringing back the bad. Bring by bang. We got people bring by bang. Hashtag bring by bang.
Bring by bang. Release the brain cut.
10 times more brand for
four whole hours of brand.
Very smart movie. Five brands.
Five brands out of five. Purpose five. Purpose five.
Oh, shit.
Very
smart film. Very, very, very smart. Five brands out of five brands.
New guy. Very smart movie. New guy. DJ Qual, five brands.
DJ Qual, oh my God. Hustle Flaw.
Yeah.
DJ Qual.
Hustle Flaw.
Road Trip. What else?
This is my horoscope.
Did you ever see The New Guy?
Yeah.
We should do a commentary track for it.
Yeah, we should. I forgot that I want to do Three Ninjas. I got to add that to the list too. We got a bunch.
I've never seen it.
I know. You've been trekking through some difficult emotional terrain, Virgo. This time of year has you scrubbing the shadowy parts of your heart.
Oh my God, we were just talking about shadow.
Shadow. The shadow. The non shadow. Parts of your heart and work to cleanse the transformation in your approach to intimate, vulnerable relationships. The full moon in equilibrium, seeking Libra, arrives today. I am seeking Libra. Putting its focus on you alone.
Pudding?
Pudding, yeah.
Oh.
It shines its spotlight onto your feelings of self-worth, validation, and skills. Nope.
No?
No. Incorrect. So, damn. Mostly my daily dating.
Debunked.
Your routine changes for some reason. Maybe a shift change at work. Nope. Not a new job. No. It's a good time to reevaluate everything else that adds up to create life as you live it. You could say that any day and somebody's going to be like, yeah. Everybody would be like, yeah, sure. I know. I know. Daily bonus. You have enough ideas to change the world. Try to settle for just one corner of it.
Why?
Why would I? No, I already take it over the world.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby.
Worldwide. We got to expand.
Suck my stars. Stars.
Yeah.
Suck my ass, star.
Listen up here, moon.
Now, Aquarius.
Do you think people act a cuckoo around full moon?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, cuckoo.
Why?
Because they're cocoons. They're out of their comfortable cocoons.
It is true, though. It's weird.
Yeah,
I get a lot of weirdos coming in.
It seems to be true. If it's true,
so if it is
the tides, you know,
yeah,
atmospheric changes.
So you believe in
swamp gas?
You don't believe in astrology, but you do believe people act. We're on full moon.
This does not make sense.
This does not make any sense.
People like cuckoo, moonfall,
big moon, huge moon,
big moon, big crazies.
Moon comes out at night. The moon come out at night.
All right, I got a few questions from Reddit that are spooky in nature.
Okay,
figure we could address these and hopefully help out some folks.
First, we must do a consume of the moon.
Aiden Singh, he's the user here who asked, if a child born in 1907 dies at age 6 and becomes a ghost.
Ghost.
Would they still have the mental capacity of a 7-year-old today, or would they gain the same knowledge they would if they lived a full life?
They remain a 7-year-old forever.
I thought so. I think that's been addressed before.
Yeah.
I think that when you die, you're stuck in time, right?
Right, yeah.
When you become lost.
Yeah. You just relive the same day, every day.
Yeah.
It's miserable being ghosts.
Especially if you're a kid.
Especially if you're a kid.
You know why?
And no new balls to play with unless a ghost hunter come in.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. But then what? They're going to probably get Judas affected.
You might. Yeah, you could. There's a very good chance if I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there's a good chance you're going to get suplexed.
But yeah, ghosts are just so upset because they cannot watch the new Mulan movie.
Yeah.
They cannot watch anything before after their time.
Right.
You know? They're right. Upset they cannot watch new Mulan.
To them, it's still 19... It's still 1907.
They don't even know what Mulan is. They don't know who Don Shabio is.
Just Moulin Rouge.
They will once I put my fucking elbow through their head. But
Don Shabio is a violent creature?
Don Shabio? No,
I don't think so. Hope that answers that question. How about this one from generic imager user? What's a feminine word meaning ghost? Not looking for a name. I'm looking for a synonym, but it has to be feminine. Like, and their example is spectress, which I like. I think ghostini.
Ghostini
is a woman ghost.
Yeah. Succubus.
Succubus. Banshee.
Is that a female?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Of course. You hear banshee, that means your loved one's going to die.
When the banshee cries.
Banshee?
When the banshee cries.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put auto-tune on that?
Yeah.
When the banshee cries.
That was right on key. I don't even need to auto-tune.
I think you should, though.
Okay.
I want to sound like T-Pain.
The band?
Yes. You asked me earlier if I thought of any old segments we could do, so I'm just racking my brain for old stuff that we can bring back.
Oh, okay.
And the auto-tune, I love that when you do that just unexpectedly.
Auto-tune? Mm,
yeah, throw that in there.
It'd be awesome. I'll drop that in.
I want to sound like T-Pain.
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 I know. So, next one, now that we answered that, it's Ghostini, I think, right?
Ghostini, yes.
Ghostini. From Alternative Specs said, when I'm in the dark or looking at something or looking at something scary, why do I feel the urge to cover the back of my hands so the monster slash ghost can't see them?
Cover the back of your hands?
Yeah. I've been doing this as long as I can remember, and I can't remember how I started, but now I feel this intense urge cover back of my hands. It also applies for my butt.
Huh.
Also applies for my butt.
My butt.
My butt. Like, for some reason, I have to cover up with something or hide. It has to be something thick, or I have to be sitting on them like a blanket, but it can't be a really thin blanket, and sometimes sleeves or clothes don't count. When I'm in the dark or looking at something scary, and once in a while if I feel really creeped out, I can't let the scary thing see my hands.
Okay, I have the answer.
Okay,
I got the answer. Shoot. For you.
Stigmata, maybe.
It's instinct. And it's a good thing, because when you hide your hands, they're camouflaged, so the ghost can't see them.
Mm.
And then when you know you're hiding your hands, you got them in your pockets or in your butt or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, you can feel the ghost sneak up on you. They can't see you, so they're sniffing around for you. You feel the cold. Guess what? Judas effect.
Oh, elbow him. Yeah.
Elbow.
Throw
right?
an elbow at him.
That's right. It's instinctual. Judas effect preparation.
That doesn't explain the covering of the butt.
Covering of the butt? The butt's just always covered, usually, right? Unless you're...
It's got to be thick.
Thick covering on your butt? This is,
yeah, to keep the... Because ghosts want to finger your butt.
Yeah, that's the fact.
That's you get their main motive.
You got to bless your joggers.
What? Bless your joggers?
Got to bless them.
Like a
get them blessed. Bring them down St. Anthony's Church.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And you have you go to the sermon, a beautiful,
of course,
beautiful,
beautiful sermon,
beautiful
minister.
Sermon,
sure.
Then
good.
You'd go talk to the Mr. Plant, the priest,
of course.
You don't get in an argument with him because you're not.
You can't
win.
Argue with Mr. Plant.
You're not going to win.
You shitting me? He's got God on his side, dude.
Right. Right. He's the closest to God besides Pulp.
Pulp.
Actually, you know what? Mr. Plant, I think he might even he be might closer be, to God be, than Pulp.
He might become a Pulp.
He could be Pulp.
He could become Pulp.
I don't know if that guy's still alive. But anyway, just have him bless your joggers.
And yeah.
You'll be in good shape, ready to
have him bless your Pat's hat.
Yeah. Anything, really.
Have him bless anything Pat's related so that, you know, get him to the Super Bowl again.
Oh, your Patriots fucking, what's the Snuggie. Your Patriot Snuggie?
Yes.
Pat Snuggie,
dude.
Just bring that to Mr. Plant. Have him bless it. Have him bless your joggers.
I bought it for my wife, but I use it more than she does.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt one of those fucking
things? I bought
things?
Two of them. I get them both blessed.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, sure.
Why? I don't know why they don't just come pre-blessed. They do it for the kosher shit. Why don't they why don't they get a priest in there, huh?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But so anyway.
Okay. Well, that's explained.
Yep. It's instinct.
It's instinct to cover your fists so you can throw an elbow.
There's your human brain, your lizard brain, and then you got your monkey brain. All right?
Yeah. This one is a string. It's a back and forth.
Okay. Do you mind if I pee before?
Pee?
Pee-pee?
Pee-pee?
I must have make a pee-pee.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. So this one's a string. It's posted by a user that, for some reason, it's just blank, the username part.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But the title of the post is False Demon Sighting.
Okay.
Have you ever walked into a room with a mirror covering most of the wall, like a bathroom?
Yes.
And think you see a demon or ghost run behind you, but it's just your reflection?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. What happened?
Almost every day.
Really? You go to a room full of mirrors? It's just like a fun house?
I do.
Every day?
Every day. I wake up in the fun house. In the hammock.
Is it fun or?
It's not fun for me.
Okay.
Maybe fun for the demons.
The demons just run a train on you.
Yeah.
So Monixon responded and said, yeah, sometimes, but very, very rarely. So rarely that it hasn't happened to me this year yet. But yes, I get you. And then to that, Mr. Dungeons and Dragons responded and said, it has happened to me every time I enter my bathroom at night.
Every time?
Every time. And then Monixon responded to that and said, strange, maybe your mind is playing tricks on you. And then Dungeons and Dragons responded, he said, or maybe I have been cursed and that's a real demon. And then Monixon said, do you believe in God? Mr. Dungeons and Dragons replied, yeah, kind of.
Of course. Yeah,
kind of.
I mean, if he went to one sermon down the St. Anthony's Church, his mind would be made up.
He'd be sure.
There's one true God,
mm-hmm.
And he's from Revere. He's from Everett. All right.
So, yeah. So he said, yeah, kind of. And then Monixon responded, kind of? So not really? Do you pray? Have you been baptized? Mr. Dungeons & Dragons said, I have prayed like twice and have not been baptized, but I have read a children's version of the Bible when I was 8 and believe there is something after death. And then Jordan Depp responded, you should look more into it. There for sure is something about it. There's a YouTube channel called Living Waters. They make great videos, which you may find interesting. Mr. Dungeons and Dragons said, thank you.
Okay. I will go try to find Jesus now.
So, yeah. Yeah, if you see demons in the mirror.
It's high time I found Jesus.
The answer to that question was really yes.
Every day.
Every day. But the deeper answer to that question was, do you pray?
Do you pray? Do you?
Me? I pray, twice a day.
Yeah, that's it?
they each last 12 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You should always be praying. Unless you're taking a shit.
That's what they say. You know, it's an old sales trick. ABP, always be praying.
Always be praying, unless you're taking a shit.
Right. That's disrespectful.
That's just not right. Jesus don't want to watch you take a shit. He will.
He does.
He doesn't like it.
It's because he has to.
Right. He'll forgive you.
Yeah, for your shit, for the sin that you do in the toilet.
Yeah.
I am AJ asked, if ghosts can walk through walls and glide downstairs, why don't they fall through the floor?
That's true.
I'm sure that's been asked a million times. And it's
they can control it.
It's because of their shoes. They wear good shoes that don't go through floors.
Yeah.
That's it. They're fucking Jordans.
It's pretty easy.
They wear ghost Jordans. That's it. It's
ghost Yeezys sometimes.
Some of them, but, you know, the Yeezys aren't as popular as they once were.
Not in heaven. Maybe.
Yeah, why doesn't God fall through the floor of heaven and land on my head?
Good question.
Don Darko,
yeah, it's true.
You know, let it fall just like that airplane.
Yeah. It's like he went forward in time so he could go back in time to make an airplane fall through his window.
Yes.
Onto his belly.
Yeah. Duh.
You ever had a propeller fall on your belly?
I have. I have, actually. A big prop.
Did it have a mystery swirl?
No.
Don Darko was dead.
Mystery swirl?
Yeah.
Oh, like a jet engine.
Yes.
Okay. I got two more
questions. Don Darko. What was that question?
Why don't they fall through the floor?
Because Don Darko.
Because Don Shabio.
Because Don Shabio.
That too.
We should do Don Shabio's commentary on Don Darko.
What's Don Shabio think about Donnie Darko?
No, we should do a whole commentary track. A whole thing. 2 hours of just Don Shabio.
Don Shabio.
Just figuring it out. Waxing
philosophical.
Yeah.
About the propeller or Bunny Rabbit.
Bunny Rabbit, cellar door.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew Barrymore.
Don Shabio will do his own rendition of that fucking that song there.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Up against the dicker there. Killing Moon.
Yeah.
Don Shabio's moon.
Don Shabio
rising. Killing Moon.
Okay. Ship International 720 asked.
Shipping up to Boston. Oh, I'm a pirate. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know all those pirates from Boston?
So the Dropkick Murphys, my favorite band. Okay, they're Bostonian pirates, basically.
Yeah, what the fuck? Ship International.
And they love the Sox.
They do. Oh, but who doesn't?
Tessie.
Oh, yeah. How would society change if we discovered that ghosts actually exist? I think we'd probably hunt them, to be honest, but like with guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'd lasso them with some rope, and we'd put them in a cage, feed them to our family. Ghost meat.
Yeah. We'd sometimes wrestle them.
Yeah. We would definitely take control of them.
Yeah.
We'd try to breed them.
Yeah.
You know, make a business out of it.
We'll take a ghost, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll capture it. We'll take that spirit. We'll put it in the body of a newt.
A newt?
A newt.
Oh.
And then that newt. We'll give it a hell of a life, and when it's gone, it's gone.
So we're going to slowly re-kill all the ghosts in a new body.
Yeah.
And then they become a ghost again?
No.
Oh, that's it forever.
That's how they're able to, you know, pass on to the next realm.
You only get two shots.
Yeah, or when everyone forgets, I'm like, Mama Coco.
Mama Coco. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to watch that, Coco.
I know.
Heartwarming.
So, yeah, that's my theory. I think we'd probably hunt them for their meat, the ghosts.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think we'd capture them humanely, put them in a body of a newt, let them die natural causes.
Okay, all right, yeah. Both possibilities, since this has not happened yet, but it's gonna.
We'd give them a good life as a newt.
Become a newt.
We'd give them a lot of bugs.
A new.
Newt.
A newt?
We'll raise a family of newts. We'll grow them big so they get rid of our snake problem.
My new rap name's Big Newt.
Big Newt.
Oh, Big Newt.
Snake eating newt.
I'm a snake guzzler by trade. Okay, the last question from Major Kiwi.
Kiwi.
What do you think would happen to ghosts if the earth exploded?
Oh.
That's a really good question.
It is.
They'd haunt outer space. You have space ghosts.
Space ghosts.
Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Coast to there. No, there are no more coasts.
No more coasts.
The whole Earth exploded.
What about the coast, like the Mercury coast?
Do ghosts need oxygen?
To skateboard?
Yeah.
No, they can skateboard anywhere.
That's they can skateboard in the craters of the moon.
That's the beauty of being a ghost. Yeah, whatever planet they want to, they go to whatever planet they want.
They're everywhere at once. Like, or is that just Genghis?
That's just Genghis. They have to find a new place to haunt.
They got
to
get there. How fast can they go? Speed of light?
How fast can they ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they can go,
Speed of light.
Okay. Yeah, they can travel very quickly.
Okay, so they're going to be hard for us to catch and butcher.
Yeah, they're stuck here. I mean, we're not going to survive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we cannot survive up in space. We cannot skateboard on...
Are you sure?
In space.
Have you tried?
I'd like to, but I don't have that Richard Branson money, okay? Whatever his name is.
What about Elon Musk?
Musk?
Grimes. Yeah, so that's how space ghosts are born.
Yeah, they go to whatever planet they want.
Yeah, wouldn't
no
you?
No problem.
Wouldn't you?
That's how life started on this planet. A ghost came, inhabited a newt.
Yeah, yeah.
Newt died. First newt ghost.
The ghost of a newt.
Right. Newt turned into fish. Fish turned into monkey. Monkey turned into human. That's easy.
That first human? Newt Gingrich.
Right.
Unfortunately.
I honked.
You honked?
Yeah.
with your ball?
I ate a lot of beans. Okay?
Ben.
Elon beans. I do a lot of honk.
Elon bean?
Yeah. That's the rules. Eat a lot of bean. Do Elon a lot
bean.
Of honk.
Elon bean. Make a lot of honk. Make a lot of honk.
Eat a lot of bean.
Make a little honk.
Make a little honk.
Eat a little bean.
Eat a little bean.
Make a little honk.
Whole lot of honk.
Get down tonight. So.
Wait.
There's a honk.
Honk.
Spiritual war time. It's a segment we call Groff the Chain. So back.
This is our main event?
It might be.
Do you fucking bullshit me? I gotta stop doing that voice. I'm gonna start doing a different one for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Nick Groff.
Yeah.
Famous ghost hunter.
Of Pelham, New Hampshire.
From Pelham, New Hampshire, fell out of a tree, became a ghost.
I've been to Pelham.
He fell out of a tree when he was a kid. My father started talking to ghosts.
My father bought a car off a guy in Pelham.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They got good cars over there?
It was a Ford.
Then yeah, I
Model
guess
A.
So. I guess
more
they
like
do.
Model A plus, you know?
Yeah.
My father bought it.
Model A.
He don't buy junk, you know?
A for A-Rod.
Well, fuck you.
So Nick Groff, something he does almost as well as his hunt ghosts.
Yeah.
Is rapping. He's a big rapper.
Big, huge rapper. Very good at it too.
Very good. Poetic.
Yeah.
Even.
And he definitely doesn't record his stuff on Audacity with no microphone.
With his laptop microphone.
Yeah, with the laptop microphone. He definitely does not do that.
No.
He's more talented than that.
Yeah. He
very good at mixing.
He uses Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
Not Audacity.
Big whoop.
So?
Fruity Loops, you can make a fat beat.
Fruity Loop? Fruity Loop?
Fuck, I did it again. Okay, no more. That's it.
Free beat.
Stop.
So here's the thing. We've been doing this segment for a long time, and we've done a lot of his library.
Yeah.
There's still a handful that we definitely haven't done, but I'm not 100% sure on which ones. If any of them sound familiar to you, let me know, because... I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Armageddon?
That sounds like a five brain track.
That one's not real. I think it's like a soundscape.
Oh. Let's see. That. Creepy. Oh my gosh.
It's just spooky sounds.
It could use a little fuzz, you know?
Yeah.
A little more fuzz in there.
Could be a little more fuzzed out. Then the next track is called War.
Oh, fuck. This one sounds heavy.
Did we do this one?
No.
Are you sure?
Sounds like the intro for One by Metallica. Guns.
Guns. Love those.
Sig.
Love Sig.
You never been on the assembly line like me, Charlie.
Okay, so that's a full minute of gun sounds.
That's how you know he's fucking for real. Whoa.
All right, that's a lot of information in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of that.
Understand.
Smash or come through.
Smash?
Smash or come through?
I heard smash or pump through.
Smash a pump through.
Smash or pump through.
Smash or pump through.
So you can smash through or pump through.
Okay. I thought he was talking about a character, a monster named Smasher.
Smasher.
Smasher, come through.
Come on through, Smasher.
Smasher, come through. War front line, toy soldier, puppet.
War front line, toy soldier.
War front line, toy soldier, puppet, ran, streets, concrete, fall.
Again?
Smasher, come through. War front line, toy soldier, puppet, ran, streets, concrete, fall.
Top my brand sweets cup.
Toy soldier puppet grand sweep.
I hear brand sweets cup.
War front line toy soldier puppet brand sweets concrete fall.
Pop my
Rance reads concrete fall.
Is that what it is?
A guy named Rance.
Yeah.
Reads a book called Concrete Fall.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
I thought he went splat in war.
Concrete fall. Independent walk. My own self-conscious. Make it
Independent walk, my own self-purchase?
Conscience?
Conscience. Oh, okay. Is that what he said?
I think.
My own self-conscience, making positive thoughts, double-edged blade on this mind. Defend-
making positive thoughts, double-edged blade on this mind.
Mind. Okay. That's what he said. See, this is where the brain comes in.
Yeah. Good brain.
Mm-hmm.
I got rated five brains in Forbes.
Double-edged blade on this mind. Defend, destroy evil in this time.
Defend, destroy evil in this time.
Okay, yeah, this one's a little too easy to understand.
Understand.
Lose a few heroes, save a million innocent humans. Whoop deep in your soul.
Whoopty?
Wait, yeah, I definitely heard whoopty.
Lose a few heroes, save a million innocent humans. Whoop deep in your soul.
Whoopty in your soul.
He says look deep, but it definitely sounds like whoopty.
Whoopty in your soul.
But he says lose a couple heroes, save a million.
Save a million innocent lives or something?
Something like that. He's...
Save a million innocent humans!
So this is his military pandering
innocent
song?
Humans. Oh, okay. Of course he's pandering to the military.
All right.
You shitting me?
Cool.
He's got a goatee.
Save a million innocent humans! Whoop deep in your...
He could have said innocent lives and it would have rhymed.
Yeah.
But instead he said humans.
Yeah.
He has no flow.
Whoop deep in your soul! Trigger back, send that demon back to hell.
Okay, so this is a war against demons.
Yeah, it's got to be.
So with guns.
Okay, so he sees himself as a...
he's like the SEAL Team 6 of ghost killers.
Yeah, definitely.
He was a frog man.
No, you know what he is? He is the Chris Kyle of ghost hunting.
Yeah. American Ghost Sniper. You can snipe a ghost from fucking 50 kilometers away.
Oh, easy, partner.
With a pistol.
Send that demon back to hell. Bombs rigged, gunshots, some die, some fight. The strong survive, the weak try.
Whoa.
What?
Go back.
Bombs rigged, gunshots, some die, some fight. The strong survive, the weak.
So bombs what? Bombs rain?
Bombs rain.
Send that demon back to hell.
Heck.
Bombs rigged, gunshots, some die, some fight.
Gunshots, some die.
Bombs rain, gunshots.
Some die, some fight.
Some die, some fight. Okay.
But don't they die fighting?
Right. You're still fighting.
Yeah.
Bombs rigged, gunshots, some die, some fight. The strong survive, the weak try.
The strong survive, the weak cry.
I heard the weak tried. Like they tried.
I heard cry.
They failed.
I think he said cry. Because he's not a snowflake.
Yeah.
The strong survive, the weak try. Stand up, Navy SEALs lights out.
Stand up, Navy SEALs lights out.
Yeah, so he's enlisted the Navy SEALs to fight these demons with him.
It's if you're going to have someone to have your back.
The actual Navy SEALs, not the SEAL Team 6 of the demon killing world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Enemies will burn their children in misery.
Burger
children?
Navy SEALs lights out! Taking out enemies who burn their children in misery!
Taking out enemies who burn their children in misery?
Oh, I heard burger children in misery.
Taking out enemies who burn their children in misery! Touch my family around!
Burger children in misery.
I know. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Enemies who burn their children in misery! Touch my family and erase your whole heritage!
Touch my family, I'll erase your whole heritage.
Yeah.
Well, that's a broad stroke, Nick.
He's gonna end you.
Your whole heritage.
Yeah.
That's your culture. That's like everybody. That applies to everybody in your family or whatever.
Yeah. He's gonna burn down your family tree. Piss on it.
You can't erase it though. Like done.
He's gonna find a way.
Okay.
He's gonna get all your social security numbers.
Okay.
He's just gonna wipe it. Clean slate. Just like Inception.
In the machine, my family, erase your whole heritage. Kick in the door, wave in the machine gun wall.
Kick in the door.
Kick in the door, wave in machine gun war.
Wave in the machine gun wall. Sound pissing war.
Sound pissing war?
Sound pissing war, yeah. Nothing like the sound of pissing war in the morning.
Me and the boys down the trough. Pissing war.
Pissing war. We had a piss war.
Sound pissing war. This is the temple of Al's butt.
This is the tampon of Bow 5.
go again.
This is the temple of Bow 5.
This is the temple of Bell's 5.
I thought you said Alice 5.
Sound pitching war. This is the temple of Bow 5. Every day.
Yeah, this is the tampon of Alice 5.
Yeah. Alice 5, the mystery of Alice 5.
The fifth of the six Alice.
This is the temple of Bow 5. Every dance we walk, talk, work, love, and live. Respect to all who fight. My blood, sweat, and soul is with you on the front line.
Wait, what?
I heard something about his butt.
This is the temple of Bow 5. Every dance we walk, talk, work, love, and live.
Every day as we walk, tarp?
Yep.
Every dance we walk, talk, warp, love, and live.
Walk, talk, warp, love, and live.
Oh, okay.
So I heard, you do a lot of warping, right?
I thought I heard bowel in there.
You ever warped?
Have I warped?
Yeah.
Of course I've warped.
Okay. Just making sure.
I warp every day. I warped here.
Walk, talk, warp, love, and live. Respect to all who fight.
Respect to all who fight.
Souls with you on the front line.
My butt's
lays souls with you on the front line.
I heard my butt sweats with you right there on the front line.
Respect to all who fight. My blood, sweat, and soul is with you on the front.
Oh, my butt sweat and soul is with you on the front line. That's what he said. My butt sweat and soul. Butt sweat and soul.
What? Me and Gonzalez know.
I thought he said we in Guantanamo.
My blood, sweat, and soul is with you on the front line.
Demons are in a lay interlaid.
Demons are in the lake. Oregano.
We ain't gonna die no more.
The other side. I heard Guantanamo.
We in Guantanamo. We ain't gonna die
Guantanamo
no more.
Bay.
Whoa. Is that still him?
I don't know.
It doesn't say featuring anybody. They don't get credit.
Don't deserve it. Haven't earned it.
Conscious is a victim of an evil energy, but I'm a demon devil killer, so I seize the enemy.
Is this DMX? Is this like the ghost version of DMX?
Yeah.
Come on!
Nothing for me to conquer my fears. Popping a steel in a fiery field with a demon's head on top of a spear. Yeah, spiritual warrior with...
He's got a demon's head on top of a spear.
Yeah. We don't need to analyze this guy. This guy actually has some flow.
World using my dark side to ignite the right that has sent me to fight with the enemy. Relentless, ready to strike like a tenor. He's starving our children, trying
to... He is trying to sound like DMX.
Oh, 100%.
Destroy him, and they plan for domination. So I plan to conquer Satan and his minions. Rockets, whores as a souvenir. Yeah, this is spiritual vengeance. Luke Skywalker with the sword, I deliver the force. Slice him in half and bury him without feeling remorse. It's crunch time for more.
He just referenced the Phantom Menace.
Yeah. So I strategize, we never attack. I'll kill him for sure, yeah.
That was fucking sick. That guy saved the track.
Got me going. Almost as good as I came in with my dick in my hand.
What's that?
DMX.
Oh.
Don't make me put my fucking foot in your ass, be cool.
That was good.
Here in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. You put some auto-tune on that too.
Yeah, of course. Every time.
Cool.
So, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate you.
If you don't remember anything else about this show, the one thing you need to take home with you is the scorpion kink.
The scorpion kink.
It's going to be the next big scorpion porno. If you want to support this show.
Yeah.
Which is funded by viewers like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can go on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/coolparents. Just $3, $5 if you're feeling real nasty.
If you want.
And you'll get commentary tracks that we've recorded for movies like Varsity Blues. And
I got to listen to that one.
That one was good. We're going to be Bing Bong.
We're going to be Bing Bong. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of cowboy
James
voice.
Vanderbeek. Oh. A lot of trucks.
Yeah. Oh.
And that one.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, and there's also some other shit on there, some Shark Marvelous songs and whatnot. Exclusive. World Star Hip Hop.
Sure. So,
and what's our website?
CoolParents.co. And is there a link to our Patreon on that website?
Of course, on the homepage.
Oh.
Do you think I'm a fucking amateur?
I'm just asking.
Do you think this is amateur hour?
I'm just asking.
Huh?
I just want to know.
Huh?
So if you forget the Patreon link, you can click it on our website.
CoolParents.co. Click that.
Click it right on there. You go on. You donate me $5. I beat Bing Bong.
Beat Bing Bong.
I beat Bing Bong.
We'll also send you shit in the mail, too, from time to time.
Send you a little bit like of spit. Yeah.
Some kind of liquid, maybe.
Liquid.
Instagram.
CoolParents.co. CoolParents the band.
On Instagram. Follow us. Send us your messages, questions, transmissions.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, Baba.
Baba Chaga.
I missed that guy.
You'll come to me on the day of my Baba Chaga's wedding. yeah, he's going to come back. He's been
good.
Busy.
Good. I know. I read the message.
Okay. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that guy's he's a laugh riot. I like that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's just do 10 minutes on how great Baba Chaga.
Baba Chaga, ancient caveman from outer space. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Like it, review, and share with your friends. Yep. Pray that he plays.
And you got a new episode of Good Graphics.
That
just came out, too.
I'll auto-tune it. So
you don't have to.
But I'm going to. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to pitch shift it.
All right.
So.
Sure, sure.
Thanks again for the fifth time. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy. I'm Don Shabu.
Uh-huh. What does he got to say about the world?
Fuck it. Fuck bust it.
Fuck it and bust it.
Fuck it and bust it, baby.
That's what's up.
Bust a big shit. Big Don Shabu shit.
Yeah. Fuck, bust, and a paragraph. Okay? Bye.
Don Shabu reigns supreme.